Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I just think you're being hypocritical. All season you wanted this guy gone, and now you're sad about it? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
People are allowed to feel that way.
You can feel however you want to feel.
It's
just saying
how we're all feeling.
From the outside point
of
view,
it's a valid way to feel.
You can feel. Listen, and I want all feelings to be accepted in this conversation, but I just think it seems a little hypocritical, right? Y'all, this is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. Good morning, Baltimore. Like, it's a sad, weird day. Coach Harbaugh, no more. Mm-hmm. Right? And like, I know when you saw that news yesterday,
it was shocking.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
It shocked you. Whatever that feeling was, it was definitely shocking, right? I mean, we don't have to, we should probably go through the details. Just, I mean, I know you know the news, but let's just, I guess, go through it just in case you were under an absolute rock yesterday.
Yeah, after 18 seasons with the franchise, the Ravens and John Harbaugh have parted ways.
Damn.
He is 63 years old, and he ends his tenure with the Ravens with a 180-113 record and leaves the team with the Super Bowl ring. He is the winningest coach in Ravens history and was the second longest currently tenured head coach in the league. And he is one of just 8 coaches in league history to spend more than 300 games with the same team. And Baltimore now becomes one of 7 teams with a head coaching vacancy, but the roster talent makes the Ravens among the most desirable, if not the most desirable, landing spot for potential candidates.
Yeah. It's sad.
And my feelings on this is I believe that a change needed to be made. I was shocked because I couldn't believe that they actually did it, because I feel like it takes, I don't know, I just feel like Baltimore takes a long time to like change things. I feel like we like our people. We like routine. I think this is a very loyal place. But that doesn't mean that we don't need growth. And I feel like if there was any song I could dedicate to this man, because I will always love and respect him, is Purple Rain by Prince. Like, we're crying.
I think the tears are funny because, like, yesterday I'm sitting here and like all season, I'm not a sports guy, right? But like all season, I've been like reading the Facebook comments and they're all like, oh my God, fire Harbaugh, fire me sucks. He's the worst coach, blah, blah, blah. He's messing up every game, blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday I'm reading the comments and it's all like, oh my God, how dare you get rid of him? How could you get rid of him? And we love him. And it's like, you can't be both ways.
Yes, you can. You can still love somebody, but need to move on to grow.
It just seems completely hypocritical to me. It just doesn't really make sense. Hey, Kelly in Cadenceville, good morning.
Good morning.
So how are you feeling, honestly, about the whole thing?
I mean, I was shocked seeing the report come out yesterday, but honestly, as like a lifelong fan, I have nothing but respect for Harbaugh, yeah. But I do know that we need change.
Yeah.
I want Lamar to get a ring so badly, mm-hmm. and I think that we just need a change. We need a clean house sweep of the organization, and I'm just excited, but yeah, definitely bittersweet. He's like all I've really known as a head coach, so
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Wait, Kelly, were you one of those people then all season that were like, fire Harbaugh?
I mean, slightly, yes.
Because I can't believe they actually did it because I didn't think that they would do it. I just don't think that's, Baltimore takes forever to make a change. So it's like, do you kind of get what I'm saying, Kelly, when I say that?
100%. We are a very conservative organization. Obviously we've held on to him for 18 years. I didn't think that this would do it, but I can't believe we actually did it. And I think, yeah, everyone's just shocked. And I think Purple Rain response was the perfect song for that. Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Purple Rain goes out to my guy. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. You want to hop in the conversation? How are you feeling, honestly? Are you shocked? Are you sad? Like, what's your feeling with John Harbaugh being out? Hop in the conversation. 410-583-1065. Hey, Mary in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, were you also one of those people that were like, fire him all season, but now you're sad?
I'm sad because we've had him for 18 years, right. But I've said for the last two seasons he needed to go.
But then I just feel like you can't be sad then if you wanted the guy to get fired.
Yes, you can. Because,
no, bad breakup,
change is a natural thing, and sometimes you outgrow things, but just because you outgrow and you have to move on doesn't mean you don't have love for the situation that got you there in the first place.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh, I think everyone is on the understanding. I don't want to say everyone because I'm sure like a lot. I'm sure there's people that didn't want this to happen. Period.
Yeah.
But I think that
my husband.
You can't always.
What's your husband say? Yeah. How does he feel about this?
He doesn't blame Harbaugh. He blames the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
You think it's okay to wish him to be gone and to also be sad? You think that's okay?
Yes, because like I said, it's like a bad breakup, Kramer. When, you know, you're used to something for so long, and then when it ends, it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, we're
But
in
I
morning.
Wish him well. He's going to get snatched up.
He's
going to get snatched up because he is a good coach.
Will you feel bad about that when he's coaching somewhere else and, like, we don't have him anymore?
No. Why?
We're going to wish him the best.
Why? It was his time to go. He took us as far as he could.
Okay.
And, yes, he does have a ring. But just because he left our organization doesn't mean you want to see him not do well. It's just like Flacco. We let Flacco go. And when I'm retired, I wished him well.
And
I
what
have
happens
pictures from when he was at the stadium?
And what happens when he shows up at the bank? He gets a standing O because there's respect and love there still.
Okay. Exactly. I was there when Suggs came, and we respected Suggs.
What's up, Jim Cadenceville? Good morning.
Well, good morning. You know, the Ravens is a team, and you just can't blame one person for a loss for all these years. You got to blame the whole team. And if the punter would have made that field goal, John Harbaugh, they would have turned around. Everybody would have said, oh, he's a great coach. We're going to the playoffs. So, he wouldn't have been fired.
So you think even just like taking into account how we've struggled in the postseason the last couple of years, if we would have won the game on Sunday, made it to the playoffs, you don't think there would have been any changes at the end of this year? You think it would have stayed the same?
No, there's no way, right?
Well, the thing of it is, if you're going to make changes, you got to look at the whole picture. You just can't take Harbaugh and go, hey, he's to blame for us losing all these games and not going to the playoffs all these years.
Listen,
no, I agree with you there, but I think that's why the change was made, because now that he's gone, they're going to clean house. So it's not just John Harbaugh that we're losing. I think that they're going to change. They're going to make a lot of changes. So I almost felt like it just kind of feels like a statement. And I think in the coming days, if not weeks, we're going to see people that have been in their place for who knows, maybe the same amount of time that John Harbaugh has been there, like being relieved.
I think they would have, they should have taken a step back and before they fire, tell all the fans and come out and say, hey, we need to make some changes and give us some feedback. What do you think?
Oh, wow. Just like,
have the fans vote. A fan vote.
There's no way.
Yo, a fan vote. Yo, I like that. No. Yo, let us vote.
No.
You know what I'm
Football
saying? Like, the city
so
comes
unhinged.
Out from the bank.
Absolutely not.
It's like everyone
no
takes it. Everyone gets a vote. And like, yo, let us vote
that
on it.
That sounds like the most chaotic
no,
thing
I like
that
could
that
ever idea.
Take place.
I think you're
no.
right. Fans vote. And whoever it stays, it's like American Idol, basically.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like... now you're
well,
on to
something.
Well,
at this point, it does feel like WWE. So I think at this, who knows? Who knows what we should do?
Let's
now.
Wrestle for it.
I knew I would stir the pot making that statement.
No, I like that American Idol style. I say, bring back Harbaugh. Everybody gets a vote. Text in to win, and like we'll see. We'll make it a radio contest at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.